Move yourself from the arena. The death certificate of verse 22, I am free from the old man. Don't get caught in courtship with that old carcass. That old man no longer has a claim on you. We can go right on through the verses, verse 23 rather. I am not only free from the old man, but I am renewed in the spirit of my mind. Verse 25, I have learned to speak the truth with my neighbor. And right on down the list, and there the verses end. We don't need to go through them. But here is God's truth for us, a declaration of independence, the worthy walk. It comes about only as you claim your right to walk the new man in Christ. Some of you recall our study in 2 Corinthians 4 last year, in which the Apostle Paul in that chapter, where twice he uses this phrase, we faint not, we don't quit. One of the central cores of Paul's steadfastness and vitality in Christian life was this. He reserved the right to be dead to himself. He reserved the right to count it as one of his major expectations in life that he could die daily with Christ. And as we've taken what we've experienced in these last 2 days, man, I just want to lay before you and before my own life a challenge. The old man's crucified. And if you haven't stopped by and picked up your credentials that affirm his death certificate, I would strongly recommend that you take time today to understand God's call for the cross, for that old man that you once were, and just reaffirm his crucifixion and the new life you have in Christ our Savior. Would you bow and pray with me, please? Father, thank you for letting us walk through this pilgrimage of these days to understand the privilege it is ours of being seated on the throne of heaven, joint heirs with the Son, in full authority over life through the inheritance that we have in Christ. Father, thank you for these men, for the faithfulness of your Spirit to each of us, for the certainty of your word of truth, for the clarity of your leadership, for the privilege of our relationship. And Father, as we understand the clear instructions of your word, the mandate that we are under to walk worthy of the vocation with which we are called, grant, Father, that we shall understand how to sit and how to reign in heavenly places. As we've studied with our dear brother, the authority of prayer, may we also know, Father, the authority of the new life we have in Christ. In the name of my Savior and my Lord, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I just want to remind you of something that I'm going to do with this week. From time to time in years to come, I shall come back to this week in thanksgiving for the ministry that we've had under our brother Wesley, taking that as a part of my new man experience in the arena of prayer. And I believe that all of us together could firm up that commitment that when we leave this little geography today, that and our spiritual pilgrimage, this will be a Mount Carmel to which we can return in the time that God refocused our relationship with him in prayer. And I thank you for being kind and patient and just letting me sort of be the traffic director for our thoughts this morning. And I pray that all of us will go out and let the world see what a new man is in Christ. God bless you all, Brother Donnie.